what people have gone through. And I want to commend the neighbors for their positive attitude, their resilience, that sense that we can get through this together. But we're also cognizant of families that cannot put their lives back together, those who lost a loved one, someone swept away in a car when they simply thought they were going to the store, going home from work, people trapped in their basements, not able to escape. Those are the images that haunt me in the aftermath of this storm. And we keep everyone in our prayers. And I want to thank the incredible team we have here in Westchester County. I've worked with every one of them for years. And their hearts and souls are into making sure that we get all the resources together, from the federal government to state, locality. We're going to be in this together. We're going to be in it till the job is done. And what the job being done looks like is, yes, cleaning up the streets, moving the cars, cleaning up, fixing people's homes and backyards, restoring our service on the Hudson Line, which is disrupted right now. And if you had a chance to see what I saw, you'd understand why. There's 10 feet of mud covering the tracks. So we have work to do. But I do want to recognize the incredible individuals who've stepped up, who are with me here today. Congressman Jamal Bowman, who's working very closely to make sure that we get our resources out of Washington, a great friend of ours. Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, who actually had to travel back from our important work in Albany in the storm, having to experience what many of her constituents had to endure, which was a very frightening ride home that night. Senator Shelley Mayer, who has been a fighter for this community for as long as I've known her. She cares deeply. Assembly Member Nader Sage, he's here as well. I want to thank him for his friendship and his work. We've all been in this together. We've gone to vaccination sites. We got to do something fun out here sometime, my friends, because we've been here for some very serious issues, fighting the pandemic, now fighting this horrific storm. Gary Pretlow is here well, as well, our assembly member. Mayor Mike Spano, for welcoming us here to your community and all the work that we're doing together. Also, from my team, we have Major General Patrick Murphy, the Commissioner of the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. I've been on the job just over a week. I know that I have not slept, and he has not slept, and I want to thank him for what he has done. Kathy Rinaldi here, representing Metro North, who can also answer any questions. So I'll just give an overall assessment, but let's start off with some positive news. As a result of my phone call to President Biden yesterday and also my emergency declaration submission, we did get approval from the federal government, and I'm very happy that that's going to bring in resources to help with evacuation and shelter support. We're also working with FEMA, the White House, and our delegation to assure that we get everything that New Yorkers need. So this is just the beginning. We'll be making more announcements about the resources coming from the federal government. As you know, during peak event, we lost power. Many people lost power. We still have about 7,800 people who are without power at this time. As you heard, there were many rescues, and I want to thank our New York State team working with local government for rescue. Our swift water teams were deployed, they're activated, they're on the ground, they're where they needed to be, literally rescuing over 100 people between Rockland County and Westchester the previous night. The deaths that have been confirmed would be 15. We have two right here in Westchester, and there was an individual missing who has now been confirmed dead. And again, it's hard to even read those numbers because those numbers are people. We have shelters that are open. We're serving people in Mamaroneck and Pelham. I'll be visiting Mamaroneck this afternoon or shortly thereafter this and to see how those are operating and see whatever they need. Uninhabitable homes everywhere. This is something we have to deal with and make sure that people are taken care of. This is their hour of need. This is our hour to take action and be there for them, and I promise we'll be there. The road cleanup continues. This is not the worst road, but you can see already what's happening, that some of these cars are immobilized because of the mud that filled the engines. I just talked to Crystal down the street. Crystal, if you're there, I'll give you a hand when I leave here. She had a big cleanup job to get her work done. I also want to talk about some of the roads that are still closed. We have 11 full and partial road closures. The Bronx River Parkway, Springbrook Parkway, Sawmill River Parkway. Also some closures in Dutchess County, Orange, and others in Rockland as well. Again, the Metro North Line is not in good shape right now. We're working tirelessly, and I've had a chance to go out and talk to the transit workers, the people who are working tirelessly to try to restore the service, and they have done successfully in most of the lines. But this is one, as you can witness, it's just one that's not going to happen very quickly because of the damage we've sustained. So where do we go from here? I've dealt with many, many, many disasters. I was a local official for 14 years, a place called Western New York Buffalo. So I've dealt with 7 feet of snow in a 24-hour period. I've dealt with massive flooding on the Great Lakes. I've sandbagged a lot of houses myself. So I know what it takes. And the first part you do is you survive. You get through the episodic event. They show up. We've been showing up, and I was in Queens yesterday, Long Island. I'll be in Staten Island after I leave Westchester. It's about letting the people on the ground know. People like Annie and her neighbors, the Santos, let them know that we're not forgetting them. I want to look them in their eye and say, you will not be forgotten. And this is not just about us coming here to do a nice press conference. This is about what happens tomorrow and the day after and the day after. That is my commitment to you. My entire team will be dedicated to restoring your life as normal as we can make it, and to keep you in our prayers, but also we will help you. And so thank you. So the next day after, the morning after, we're here on the ground. There are FEMA teams embedded with our teams throughout this region, the 14 counties that were affected, but we know primarily where the crisis has occurred, mostly Westchester, Rockland, and the boroughs, as well as Long Island. They're embedded to do damage assessments. We actually need real numbers to submit to the federal government. To meet the threshold of $30 million, that will not be a problem. We are well in excess of $30 million of damage throughout this region. And then we start getting help on the ground. And I've deployed our Department of Financial Services. What do they matter? What do they have to do with this? That's the insurance, my friends. I want them on the ground. They're on the ground right here at the Yonkers Library as we speak. They'll be open until 5 o'clock today. Go on over there. Have an assessment of your best estimate of the damage that has occurred, your property loss, and they'll sit down with you, help you fill out the paperwork and understand what you need to do. We're going to be that hands-on. But this is a frightening experience. Homeowners who were just going about their everyday life 2 days ago now are figuring out how they get on with their lives, and I want them to know all of my agencies have been deployed to help. So that'll be on the ground. I'll be sending them throughout the region to help people fill out the proper paperwork. I think that's all I had in terms of where we are right now. But long-term, some people call this a 500-year event. I don't buy it, because I was up on Lake Ontario when in 2017 we had what was known as a 100-year event. It happened 2 years again later. So I don't buy that. It happens, and we have to be prepared for it. So no longer will we say, yeah, that won't happen again in our lifetime. This could literally happen next week. And when you talk about the rainfall records that were broken, Central Park, for example, it broke a record that was set the week before, and it almost doubled it. That's how the scale is going forward, and we have to be prepared for that. So I'm going to be convening a task force of individuals who will do an after-action report to me. I've insisted on this already. I want to know exactly what we did right. We did it right, we'll keep doing it right. If there's any areas that were shortcomings, I want to know what they are and how we address them. And for those who live in New York City in particular, it's about building more resiliency around those subways. I don't ever want to again see Niagara Falls rushing down the stairs in one of the New York City subways. I can't prevent it right now, but I know we have to take action to mitigate that. And it's something as simple as building up the resiliency in our drainage systems in those immediate areas, so when the waters come down and the heavens open up and the floodings begin, that they can actually handle the volume so it doesn't end up overflowing into the subways. It's a different dynamic than the storm resiliency. After Sandy, we built up our shoreline. We're far better off than we had been. But this is different than wave action. This is coming from the heavens. It's coming down, and it's coming down in unprecedented amounts, and that's what we have to be ready for. So that takes partnership with the federal government, getting the infrastructure built through that President Biden and Senator Schumer and Congressman Bowman and others are fighting for. Let's get that done. But that's longer term. In the short term, we're going to take care of the people right here on the ground. I want to thank everyone for joining me here today. And I'll be happy to take any questions. Andre Stewart-Cousins, did you want to say anything?
Sure.
This is how she spent her birthday, was coming home. Happy birthday to
Hey. Wow. Well, I just really want to thank the governor for being here. You know, this is an amazing time, and it requires amazing leadership. And yes, she and I, we were supposed to be at a press conference with all of our colleagues yesterday morning, I think. So I came running down from the session, and I really want to say hello to my colleague, Senator Shelley Mayer and Assemblyman Sage, and obviously acknowledge my congressperson, Jamal Bowman, as well as Mayor Spano and the great county executive, George Latimer. But we were coming down after dealing with the other issue, the economy and rent, and I figured I thought I was just in a rainstorm. And it took 3 hours, and after dodging trees that had fallen on the thruway and going through a water tunnel and getting up to North Broadway, because this is my neighborhood, and seeing yet another retaining wall that had collapsed and closed down the street, and the sandbags in front of my building, we realized that this indeed was something that we had never, ever, ever experienced, except for the last time we experienced it. Mm-hmm. Right. So the reality is what the governor said. This is not something that we can continue to put on the back burner. I'm glad that we have a bond, actually, as part of the voters having to make a decision of investing $3 billion into our infrastructure, which will happen in November. So when you go to vote, please look at that bond and understand that this is an opportunity for us to build up our infrastructure. And in the meantime, to have a governor who just got sworn in on Tuesday, and we were together, to be here in our neighborhoods, in Westchester, and all throughout the state, to, as she said, look people in the eyes and say that the government will not forget. We are partners, to have our Congress people and you know, senators on the federal level working with our president to make sure that our voices are heard means everything. So as the governor said, there are people who are deployed who will help in terms of the assessments and so on and so forth. But don't forget your local officials either. The fact that we are here means you call us. You know, sometimes we can, you know, get through a lot of the red tape that you can't get through. And that's why we're here to reaffirm that on every level, whatever we can do to make it easier, we will do. And of course, our condolences and our heartbreak goes to those who have lost not only obviously property, but their loved ones in this tragic storm. So again, Governor, thank you so much for being here. And we will continue to work together.
Thank you. Are there any questions in the press? We're going to continue surveying the damage, but.
One question for the media and one question for more long term. For someone like a business owner behind you who may not have flood insurance, as your folks come around, what's your message to them, and what, you know, as people figure out what to do in the new climate? And then I have a second question.
Yeah, document what is going on in your business and your home. Keep records. If you have any receipts of any repairs you have to do in the short term, keep good records. And that'll go toward a reimbursement formula. And that information is still forthcoming because we have another request into the federal government. We're working that out right now. We want to make sure we can get the approvals for that. But I would just tell them to get that ready. And also, they should take a visit down to the Yonkers in this community. Stop down at Yonkers, the library right there. And we have professionals on the ground who'll give them an assessment of what they need to do. But people need to keep good records. Homeowners, keep track of everything you have to spend to get your houses cleaned up. And restore it as best you can, and then we'll take it from there.
And Governor, moving forward, CLCPA, there's calls to fully fund it, to fund it, and this is a question for you as well, Majority Leader. What are your plans to fund it in a sustainable way? I believe the bond's not on the ballot until 2022. How are you going to do that this year, and how are you going to prioritize that in a way that you don't take from education, you don't take from public health?
Well, there are some decisions in my mind that are easy. Are we going to fight for our future or surrender? Climate change is not a hypothetical. I heard about it when I was a little kid, okay? And we've been talking about it a long time. We talked about this happening in the future, some date in the future. My friends, the future is now. We have no more time. And I want to look at people and say, you know what? We're not as prepared as we could be because of a lot of factors that are globally oriented and economies that have not done what we think needs to be done in terms of reducing our greenhouse emissions. I'm going to continue the investments that we've made in the past, but lean even harder into investments to make sure we have a clean energy economy, to reduce use of private vehicles or electrify our fleets, do more on that front, wind and solar. I've lived my whole life fighting for this. I started my first ecology club when Earth Day was first designated. So this is something that's passionate to me. And we're going to make those investments, and we'll find the money, and we will not shortchange education. We'll get the job done. Yeah, exactly. And I this is what I'm going to be finding out if there are any missed opportunities. But I do know that the communication system was up and running. People received text messages and warnings on their cell phones. All of New York City was going off, and Westchester was going off. So people were warned that there's a tornado coming, warned to take cover, warned not to go out. Those warnings were there, but what was not addressed was warnings perhaps in different languages. A lot of people living in the basement housing, not saying it's licensed basement housing, but people are living there. We have to get a better system for evacuations and deploy people on the ground in these events and not hope that they got a message. I'm not even sure they own a cell phone. So we have a vulnerable population that has surfaced through this when we saw so many people dying literally in their own homes, unable to escape. That's in the short term. Long term, yes, we have to start building, but I know it's going to take time, months, years, but we have to start. And we did an awful lot after Sandy, about $15 billion of resiliency investment after Sandy. And I was on the beaches in anticipation on Long Island of Hurricane Henri last couple weeks ago, telling people we're being told this is going to be a cataclysmic event. That's what I was told by the meteorologists, and it didn't happen that way. So I know people are also thinking there's a lot of crying wolf going on by elected officials, and we have to make sure that people treat every event seriously because the results could be deadly.
Yep. Hi, Robin.
We need them to fill out the paperwork with our Department of Financial Services. They're on the ground. Go over to the Yonkers Library today. We're making it easy. And I understand we have one mobile unit to take this around. I said, okay, everybody should turn their vehicle into a mobile unit. I'm not going to accept the fact that we only have one. I have 14 counties that are affected, some worse than others. So they need to do that. They need to start visiting and getting the paperwork filled out. I'm not going to give a time frame because I also have to get the federal dollars here as well, and a lot of that's reimbursement. So the money has to be spent by the localities for cleanup, by the counties, by the state, and then we go in for reimbursement. But again, this is not my first time dealing with a disaster. People want immediate relief. They don't want to hear that the check's in the mail. They want help right now, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that we activate as soon as possible. We have emergency evacuation plans. They don't know the evacuation routes?
Yeah, routes, like what the plan is, where to go, how to get there.
Well, that's something I'm willing to look at with localities, but I worked in local government for years, and we had them in our towns, we had them in our counties, everybody had an emergency evacuation plan. Can people be made more apprised of what that plan is? Yeah, I mean, I find different ways to communicate. I used to send information like that out with people's tax bills, something I know they're going to open up. So there are ways that we can look at that, and that's perhaps a good after-action item to find out what could be done better so people know how to evacuate. But it's hard to anticipate when you're putting together a plan like that where the vulnerabilities are. I mean, someone might have said the evacuation's that way, but it might have been underwater. I mean, so it's really hard to do that other than put a plan in place and hope that the climate event follows that, and that's not likely to happen.
Governor, how much damage do you think there has been, especially in the Hudson Valley, but across New York so far, from what you've seen? Put an estimate on it?
I can't put an estimate on it right now because our teams are literally in the field. It's multi-millions, no doubt about it. But we will have the exact number because that's what we're going to be applying to the federal government for. Our teams are the best. They know how to do this. They'll work with our local partners, work with the mayor and the county executive to make sure we have a full appraisal of what's happening, not just this community, but every community that's been affected.
And why
I think the meteorologists are surprised. I mean, the people who are the experts who know, I mean, Mother Nature does what she wants. If there's anything I've learned in 27 years of holding elective office and dealing with many storms, Mother Nature does what she wants. You saw this even with what we just saw down in New Orleans. I mean, people knew it was coming. The devastation was, I talked to the mayor of Mississippi, or the governor of Mississippi. Literally the day before this happened, I was calling Louisiana and Mississippi to see if they need any help from New York. We did not know that we'd be in the same vulnerable situation with loss of life and property destruction. So we rely on the best indicators that are out there. We do the best we can. And then you just pray Mother Nature isn't having a bad day. She had a really bad day the other night. We had a bad day the next day. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.